Raynet News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
A federal operation is targeting sex offenders in the Ozarks. Elisa Nelson files this report.
The U.S. Marshals Midwest Violent Fugitive Task Force arrested 11 dangerous sex offenders in October in southwest Missouri. In one case, four people were arrested and charged in Lawrence County for allegedly drugging, kidnapping, and raping a 20-year-old woman near Everton. The Springfield Division operates with members of the Greene and Christian County Sheriff's Offices and the Springfield and Joplin Police Departments. Since January, U.S. Marshals have arrested more than 8,700 sex offenders nationwide. Elisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars post in northern Missouri's Moberly is sponsoring a Veterans Day parade tomorrow. The program's guest speaker will be retired U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander Everett Kinchlow. VFW President Elaine Avery says the Grand Marshal for this year's parade will be Wayne Wilcox, a former Randolph County Commissioner.
We'll line up by the post office and down Reed Street behind the post office, and then travel down Reed Street to Clark Street and then disband there.
The 15th annual parade will be in downtown Moberly at 1 p.m. America's last five-star general, Omar Bradley, grew up in Moberly. Bass Pro Shops is moving several jobs from Nebraska to southwest Missouri.
More jobs are coming to Springfield after Bass Pro Shops decided to relocate 120 people from Cabela's in Sidney, Nebraska. Those employees who don't move to Springfield will be offered severance. Cabela's once employed 2,000 people at its headquarters in Sidney. Jason Rima, MissouriNet, Springfield.
The parent company of Sears and Kmart has announced closings of stores across the country. The list of closing stores includes the Sears in southwest Missouri's Joplin. For now, the Sears store in Springfield will remain open. Going out of business sales are expected to start in December. Yesterday, MoDOT readied its trucks and drivers for winter weather in a statewide drill. District maintenance engineer Jason Schaefer says that means most staff are ready to drive a dump truck.
You know, some of the operators that we have that may not be in a truck every day are like some of our construction inspectors, for instance, and we've got some people even in our central lab in Jefferson City that are operating trucks also. And we give them all the training they need to make sure that everything is as smooth as possible because, you know, if you're driving, say, a Honda Civic every day of the year and you're in a dump truck, you just need a little practice to get back in the swing of things again.
Schaefer says that after last year's abnormal snow, the Transportation Department has improved communications and road reporting. MoDOT spent more than $64 million on winter operations last year. And union workers at a Centralia factory in central Missouri picketed yesterday as negotiators with Hubbell Power Systems and the union worked on a new contract. One local union official said Hubbell workers have had to work 19 days in a row, followed by 2 days off for the majority of the year. This is news on MissouriNet.